Americans send around 100 billion plastic bags to landfills every year, where they're supposed to be compacted by bulldozers. That is, unless they catch the wind and transform into mini parachutes. Carmine Camillo is a spokesman for the national company Waste Management.
The tree lines and the fence lines can't be littered with bags until we get a chance to get out there and clean them up.
This happens so much around the world, it's picked up the name tree condoms. Besides that, they clog storm drains and eventually end up in waterways and oceans where fish mistake them for jellyfish. The solution, it would seem, is to recycle them. But shopper Mary Jo Wycliffe says that's too much of a hassle.
You unload your groceries and you go home and you throw them away. That's what I do with them.
Since Wycliffe shops at the organic market Whole Foods, she says she's been doing less of that because the chain recently bagged the plastic. Cleveland store manager Sherry Wiseman says to stop offering plastic bags is a decision that goes against Business School 101.
It costs us more money to buy our paper recyclable bags, but we feel that that expense is worth it to keep the plastics out.
Whole Foods paper bags are made from 100% recycled content. And shopper Bruce Kane says it's about time plastic went out of style.
I think China has fines for stores that use plastic, so I think it's a positive trend. I'm glad to see it coming to Whole Foods and coming to the United States.
The trendsetter in this country is San Francisco. It's the only city to successfully ban plastic bags. New York City, Annapolis, Maryland, New Haven, Connecticut, Santa Monica, and Portland are looking to shun plastic, too. But the bruising the city of Oakland took might make them think twice. A plastics industry group called the Coalition to Support Plastic Bag Recycling sued Oakland over its ban and won. It claimed the city didn't do its homework on alternatives such as compostable plastic bags or a recycling program. Sharon Canese is a spokeswoman for the plastics industry at the American Chemistry Council.
We certainly hope that the city of Oakland will work with the state of California on recycling because it doesn't belong in the roadways, it belongs in the recycling bin.
Plastic bags are made from petroleum and natural gas, but Canese says their manufacture and transport uses 70% less energy and produces half the carbon dioxide that making paper bags does. But for some, choosing between paper and plastic isn't enough. A few people are starting to shop with reusable cloth bags. Some stores sell them for about a dollar, and Walmart recently gave away 1 million free to its customers. But the concept of bringing their own bags to the store is still foreign to some Walmart shoppers.
It really doesn't matter to me, but I'm going to need a bigger bag than this.
It's easier to just throw these out and come back to the store with nothing in their hands.
Well, it's just becoming popular, so I'll start to.
Whether it's paper, plastic, or cloth, each can be environmentally friendly if consumers go to the extra effort. But if people keep throwing them away, local governments might attempt to reduce plastic bag use. A move the plastics industry will certainly contest. For the Environment Report, I'm Lisa Ann Pinkerton.